can bring up anything. Just dial in toll free. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight it's Ian.
And Curtis.
And Mark.
And you can join us on the phones. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com. We get a lot of features there, including our news updates. You get signed up, we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to news.freetalklive.com and get our updates list via email. You can follow our Twitter. You can also become a fan, or I guess they don't call it that anymore. You can like our Facebook profile over at news.freetalklive.com. You can follow us on Facebook as well. Somebody said we need to be pimping Facebook more, and I don't know. I can only do it so often, right? We can only talk about Facebook so much. It's certainly one of the best ways, I think, to keep in touch with the show. I think email's still better, though. I think email is the best, absolute best way to get every bit of information that's coming from Free
Talk
Live.
You mean being on the updates list at updates.freetalklive.com?
Exactly, exactly. Actually, you can go straight to news.freetalklive.com, but updates still works as well. All right, so we continue here. 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's go ladies first to Teresa, listening in Oregon. Teresa, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Curtis, and Mark.
Hi, how are you guys?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Teresa?
You guys are talking about alternatives to spanking, raising children.
Yeah.
And the one that I found that always works, and I raised two rambunctious boys who are now in college and doing well, well-adjusted young men, the alternative that always worked for me was explaining the consequences and letting them make a choice.
So can you give me an example?
Yeah.
I love the idea because I think kids are smarter than a lot of people give them credit for.
So
if
you don't stop jumping up and down on the bed, I'm going to push the button on your shock collar again.
Pretty much. I mean, I would say something like, you know, here's the deal. If you throw that at your brother, then you're going to have to go sit in the corner for 3 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
You make the decision. You can choose to do it. And always made it really clear that they could choose to do it. It was their choice. They could make the decision to break the rule.
But what if he decides he doesn't want to go sit in the corner?
Well, then you just kind of put him in the corner. Or you just walk out the door and let everybody walk out with him. I'm about the ignoring rule. I think the ignoring rule works really, really well.
Because they constantly are wanting your attention, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Especially when they can't have it.
You know, but I have to tell you, just the I never, ever had to punish my boys very much when they were really little. Because once you explained that they were in charge of making that decision for good or for bad, they usually would make the right decision.
So when you say you didn't have to punish them that much, I mean, are you saying you didn't have to send them to the corner that much?
Yeah, have to send them to the corner. Because when you laid it out for them, when you said, okay, here's choice A and here's choice B, and you're in charge, you make the decision. What are you going to do?
Yep, I can say I didn't like it when my parents sent me to the corner, and when I got older, I didn't like it when they threatened to take away my video game system.
Exactly. No? And I think if you empower them to make a good decision, they're going to make a good decision 9 times out of 10. There'll always be that one time where, you know, they've got to see how bad it really is sitting in the corner.
How do you feel about the reward system? Do you feel like it's bribery, or do you feel like that's also another possible consequence? Like, look, you know, if you don't shape up, you're not going to get your star today. And, you know, if you don't get enough stars, then you won't get XYZ.
You know, I kind of feel like it's bribery. I guess I just always kind of expect good behavior. I don't really reward it.
Mm-hmm.
With a
dog, now what you're talking about, the ignoring part, works well with dogs and to some extent cats as well. Because, again, the dog is very concerned with your attention, very interested in pleasing you, and wants you to give it attention. And I think similarly, rewarding good behavior also works with animals. And children are little animals. So when the dog does something good, you pet it. That's a positive reinforcement. It's a bribe.
What I've always told my kids also is, you know, they have one job as children when they were growing up, and that was to work hard in their schoolwork and be good citizens. That was their job, their whole job. I really didn't care if they made their bed. My husband and I are extremely meticulous, and they, you know, we made it for them. I didn't really care about that kind of stuff. What I cared about is, did they do a good job at school, and are they good citizens, period. So do their job, and good things would come. And so I kind of feel like... yeah, it probably is a reward, but I never was saying, hey, you know, you'll get a car on your 16th birthday if you do this. They just did get cars on their 16th birthday because they were good kids. Had they been driving me crazy their whole life, that wouldn't happen.
Yeah, I don't think that you want to go with a car necessarily for your reward system. Something simple that will satisfy a five-year-old or something like that is more along. By the time they're 16, they should be acting pretty well because they've been trained well at that point.
Well, honestly, and that's what I mean. But, I mean, my kids always knew there were long-term goals that they didn't even realize they were going to get because I kept saying good things will happen. You have to be a good citizen, and good things will happen. They didn't know what the good things were. They do now because obviously lots of good things have happened. I never really promised rewards. You know, if you be good, you get X. I just expected them to be good.
I'm glad you asked that question.
And let them know.
Curtis, I was considering asking it, but I decided not to because it's been a very good call so far. But can you ask that again?
What's this good citizen stuff?
Oh, good question. It just means, you know, not necessarily getting in trouble in school and, you know, raising all kinds of havoc with those around you.
Don't rape any grandmas.
Exactly.
I think I would want my children to be, to interact well with others. I think is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
You know, just
actually reward my children. If for whatever reason I sent them to public school and they acted up in public school, I'd probably buy them ice cream for that.
Well, yeah, no argument here.
Yeah. Exactly.
If you create terrorists, dude, you're going to get terror.
What's it supposed to mean?
That's what you're doing.
I'm pretty laid back on my battles, though, too, as well, because I'm one of these people that, you know, I see sarcasm and insubordination as a sign of intelligence.
Good for you.
Yeah, Ian's thinking he's going to raise a little black anarchist, and the kid's only going to throw Molotovs.
Thanks for the call tonight, Teresa. I appreciate your explanation.
They'll be chumps. You know.
Right. Yeah, they'll just do whatever Daddy says when they're at home. They won't throw Molotov cocktails back at him.
Where did the Molotov cocktail thing come from?
He's going to rebel against the man, not his name.
I'm not talking about destroying things. I'm not talking about that kind of destruction. I'm talking about just, you know, raising a little bit of hell in school. Like you said, standing up to the teacher and being your own man or lady. And I think that's really valuable. But then again, that's if I, for whatever reason, was sending my kids to government school, which I would not do. So 1-800-259-9231. Coming up, we've still got to talk more about terrorism on the airlines. We started the show out tonight with a story about 200-plus people who've been convicted of felonies regarding terrorism for just nonsense that they were doing on an airplane. We'll get back to that if we get a chance. Plus, the yo-yo champ known as K-Strauss. We'll tell you about him. First, we go to Manumit in Wyoming. I'm not sure how you pronounce that. Are you on the air with us, Manumit?
Yes, I am.
How do you pronounce that?
Manumit.
Manumit.
Yep, right. Which it means to free a slave by slapping them.
Freeing a slave by slapping them?
Yeah, it's an old Roman custom. Symbolically slapping, I guess, if you want to go that route.
Okay, so what's on your mind tonight?
I was calling about something, but you guys have gotten off on the raising kids topic, and my wife and I have been blessed with a community of 6 little ones.
Wow.
So, and
at
the
least
way
one
that
of them is bound to be challenging, I would imagine, out of that many.
Each one individually is challenging.
I'm sure in their own ways.
Oh, all in their own ways, and we're constantly evolving as they are. The oldest is 11, the youngest is 2. So they're stacked up pretty close, and obviously having them that close, they're constantly sort of edging the boundaries, you know, both ways, both what they're allowed to do and what they allow
their rebellion.
They
outnumber you.
They do. We like breeding the rebellion, though. The way we try to do it is to sort of. Oh, I hear the music.
He knows what that means. Hang on. Can you hang on? We'll bring you back.
Sure, not a problem.
More with Manumit in moments. 800-259-9231. We actually haven't found out whether he spanks or not yet, so we'll get into that here. And find out what his alternatives, perhaps, if he has them, for raising children are. 1-800 and discipline. 800-259-9231. You're welcome to add into the conversation or bring up anything you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
In the decades to come, hardy adventurers will colonize the solar system, rediscovering freedom and finding vast new wealth. But the government of Earth will seek to extend its power and claim that wealth as its own, any way it can. Escape from Terra, Volume 1, the first trade paperback collection of the popular adventure webcomic series, is coming this July for $12.95 from Big Head Press at BigHeadPress.com.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. If you dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features there, and one of them is our webcam. It's free. You know, those other talk show hosts, Curtis is waving right now. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you to get into their sites. They want to charge you to access their webcam. We give it away. cam.freetalklive.com is where you go to access it. Also, there's a chat room on the very same page. Sometimes hosts of the show are in the chat. Curtis is in there tonight. I might jump in here in a little bit. Of course, best time if we're in there is during the breaks to catch our attention because we just don't have time to scroll back through everything that is being said. But you can watch, listen, and chat with other Free Talk Live listeners because they're far more interesting. At cam.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, and the cam is brought to you by Memory Dealers. MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, Zenpaks, and X2s that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP at up to 99% off of list price. I've gone and looked at these prices. They really are up to 99% off, even the ones that aren't. 99% off are still really a great savings. Go to memorydealers.com. That's in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery to you today. Memorydealers.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. We are talking about alternatives to spanking because a significant amount of people in this country accept the idea that spanking is a legitimate way to punish children or to discipline their children. And I'm not a parent, but I was raised by parents who did not spank. They made a vow to not spank their children as they were raising them, and they found other alternatives, whether it was some sort of a punishment that the child did not want, like, no dessert, or that you have to sit in the corner for a certain number of minutes, or you have to go to your room, although the go to your room wasn't really ever the best one because there are usually things that you could do in your room. You know, it was effective to some extent, but I think the corner was probably a little more effective because there's nothing to do in the corner besides stand there. So some sort of a punishment like that, or a positive reinforcement through, you call them bribes, Mark. I call it positive reinforcement, incentivizing through like a star system of essentially demerits. You know, if the kid is too bad, they don't get a star for the day. And so if they don't have the right amount of stars and they don't get the special ice cream or whatever trip to the mini golf course or whatever the heck it is that your kid likes at the end of the week or month or whatever the term period is. So I want to hear from you as well. What were your ideas? How did you raise your children? How are you raising your children? What kind of challenges have you experienced? And how did you overcome them without raising a hand to your child or a switch or something instead of your hand, a paddle with holes in it? 1-800-259-9231. Manumit is on the line in Wyoming. Now, Manumit, you said you have 6 children. Oldest is 11, youngest 2, as I recall. And do you spank?
We do when it's called for, but in our house, it is essentially called going government, because when all you have left to resort to is coercive government, it's a failure in the society, whether that society is one house, a county, a state, or a country.
That makes sense.
I love it. Going government.
And obviously that's the last thing we want to do in our house. We try to essentially draw the distinction between property rights from my sons aggressing against their sisters and vice versa, because the boys are outnumbered 2-1, so the girls do go at them. But when we started having kids and they were coming up on school age, we started looking at different things and realized that kids here in America show up to school the first day already respecting authority and, you know, essentially asking permission to do anything and everything, and that's not how we wanted to raise our children. So we're constantly evolving and developing our methods.
Are your kids going to school, to a government school, or are they private school, homeschooled?
Homeschooled. They went to government school for 2 or 3 years, and then when we were having to correct, lessons that they were coming home with, you figure you might as well do it right the first time.
Yeah, so, and who knows what you're not hearing about, right? Because you have to kind of rely on them to tell you what they learned or look through all their materials.
Exactly.
Whereas if they're at home, you're in complete control. Now, a question about your homeschooling. A lot of people are advocates, and I think it's a pretty neat idea, of the unschooling model, where you basically just give your kids the basics of how to learn, like reading and writing, that kind of thing, and then you just turn them loose.
That's essentially what we do. It's not officially unschooling. Essentially, we have core subjects we want them to to grasp and, you know, have that rudimentary knowledge in. But my 11-year-old knows more history than I do about,
wow,
you know, ancient things and things that you never, ever come across when you're forced to follow a strict curriculum in a government school. Okay,
I'm so jealous. I hated history when I was in school because it was just so detestable the way it was delivered. I remember when I was sitting in high school, and maybe it was this way for you guys, the history class consisted of an overweight bureaucrat standing in front of the class changing out projector transparencies and just demanding that people take notes.
Yeah.
And then there
memorizing
were tests.
Dates, names.
That's all it was.
I loved it.
You loved that kind of thing? You liked
that?
No,
I didn't have that type of experience, but I absolutely loved history and government
school. What kind of experience was yours?
I had a bunch of different normal teachers. I just really liked the subject. I was big into state-sponsored terrorism back then, so, you know, government
war.
History is nothing but the
history of
war periods.
Gotcha.
And like the periods between wars.
It really is.
And I was kind of upset when I learned what was going on, because I was really like a star history student, and they kind of lead you to believe that all this stuff is not so much random chance, but there's no guiding hand behind it. And once you learn about the truth about Western banking and the monetary system, it's a big aha moment if you've been looking for that common thread. Why does Western civilization continually, you know, kill themselves?
Right.
The answer is fiat banking.
Yeah, because the people that are paying the politicians are making a killing off of all of that killing.
Yeah, exactly. And they're, you know, making huge, you know, huge interest loans on both sides, and they own the munitions factories. I mean, they're just making way too much money, so...
I'd love to go back
and talk to my high school. You know, my senior year in high school, I was like the teacher's assistant. I sat there and got credit for helping them, you know, grade tests and do this stuff because I was such a wonderful history student. So when I learned all this, I really wanted to go back and choke my high school history teacher for doing me wrong.
Oh, he doesn't know.
So, Manumit, anything else you wanted to share tonight?
No, I was actually calling about a different topic, but it sounds like you guys are rolling with callers on this one. So I'll let it go
you being
and call
out there
back
and
later on.
Thank you very much. Appreciate hearing from you and your thoughts at 800-259-9231. Sounds like a good dad to grow up with, from what I can tell. I mean, raising your kids with a pro-freedom message from the very beginning, keeping them at home, doing unschooling with them, that's exciting.
Let me correct you a little bit on unschooling. Now, you've talked about it on the air, and I pretty much learned about it from you, but
okay.
Because I have a kid, and I'm, you know...
And you're not sending him to government school.
And I'm not going to send him to government school. I've paid much more attention, and unschooling doesn't even mean teaching them the basics and letting them go from there. Unschooling is child-directed learning. So when a child wants to learn whatever they want to learn, they learn that. So an unschooled child could, say, not learn to read till they're 9, or might learn to read when they're 2.
Seems like it'd be a good idea to teach them how to read anyway.
You want to hold on to those reins. That's how it is at my house, I admit.
All I know is my parents read to me, and I think it made a big difference.
Yeah,
we're coming up. You can bring up anything. Free Talk Live.
Fatigue. Headaches, allergies and asthma, chronic disease. Is your home making you sick? Here's a fact. Our indoor air quality is getting worse, and the causes include chemicals, toxic gases, dust, pollen, dander, and even chemtrail particulates. To rid your home of these contaminants, get the best-priced air purifiers in the industry at airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Our air purifiers are specialized to fit your needs, from allergy sufferers to the sleep-deprived to the chemically sensitive. And with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. And healthy, purified, clean air to gain. Call us at 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off when you use promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
HempUSA.org urges everyone to plan ahead for possible food shortages in the future. We offer this dense, nutrient-storable food directly from the farm to your door. What the world needs is our energy-packed hemp food in a storable, portable form that can easily and quickly be picked up for travel. This food contains readily available protein, amino acids, essential fatty acids, digestive enzymes, and major minerals. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. And with prices rising in every sector, the investment in your future is critical to have some storable food available. It wasn't raining when Noah built the ark, so be practical and be wise. Call 908-691-2608 and place your order today. If food shortages don't come, you can always rotate our hemp foods back into your daily food supply. To place your order, learn more, and see numerous other great products, visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. Airandaqua.com. Purify.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231 tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Curtis.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Features including listening options like our live streams and our listen lines as well, which allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance and listen to Free Talk Live around the clock. Get all the details and get tuned in over at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com.
And listen, the phone lines that you're talking about are sponsored by startpage.com.
Yes, the listen lines, correct.
Yep. And speaking of which, jurisdictionary.com, they show you how to use the court system that we have and to take your case to court or just keep an eye on your attorney. It's a program created by a doctor of jurisprudence to show you how to protect yourself from members of his profession. And they assure us that the average eighth grader can grasp it in less than 24 hours. You get a five-hour video seminar on CD-ROM, two 2.5-hour audio classrooms on CD, and 15 in-depth reference tutorials that dispel the mysteries of all kinds of the legal maze. It's jurisdictionary.com. It's a course I'm taking, and I feel like I'm learning a great deal from it, and I think you could too. Jurisdictionary.com.
Toll-free number again, 800-259-9231. Now, for those of you just tuning in, at the beginning of the show, we were sharing a story that actually is fairly old, but I came across it for what I believe to be the first time last night as we were talking about some of the signs that a police state is imminent. Of course, I would argue that it already is a police state. But nonetheless, it was kind of cataloging a number of police state-y things that the government folks have been doing, and one of them is that the L.A. Times has reported that over 200 people, and this was reported last year, over 200 people in the last several years have been convicted of felonies. at the federal level because of so-called terrorism. Well, what were these people doing? Well, one example is of a mother who swatted her children on an airline flight. And I guess one of the kids spilled a Bloody Mary. Then when the stewardess came over to address the situation.
I love that part of the story.
Then mom took the remainder of the can of tomato juice and threw it on the ground. For this activity, she was charged with terrorism.
Well, technically it was clamato juice, so you can kind of understand.
And that's where we pick up the story. She's one of at least 200 people who've been convicted under the Patriot Act. And many people simply that have been convicted have involved raised voices, foul language, or drunken behavior. Some security experts say the use of the law by airlines and their employees has run amok, criminalizing incidents that didn't start out as a threat to public safety, much less an act of terrorism. In one case, a couple was arrested after an argument with a flight attendant who claimed the couple was engaged in overt sexual activity. An FBI affidavit said the two were embracing, kissing, and acting in a manner that made other passengers uncomfortable.
Jealous.
Probably the case.
Well, I think there's a certain kind of public groping that's inappropriate. However, it's not terrorism. That's for sure.
No, in no way, shape, or form. Your uncomfortability.
It's not a felony.
Yeah, you being uncomfortable in regards to whatever my behavior is not a terrorist.
Can an uncomfortable situation in the passenger compartment affect the pilots?
Wouldn't think so.
Yeah,
unless somebody went and reported it to them, but I don't see why they care. They don't see it.
New York security consultant says we've gone completely berserk on this issue, and I guess when he says we, he means. Somebody, I don't know. These are not threats to national security or threats to aircraft, but we use that as an excuse. Spokesman for the Justice Department, their bureaucrat, said he defended the prosecution, saying they have helped improve airline security. Really? Charging a woman with a felony for spanking her kids and throwing
at what cost? I mean, assuming what you say is true, and I'll take your word for it, that airlines are that much more secure now that...
Secure from who? A drunk guy?
Right.
Yeah. He added that the department has only pursued prosecution when facts and circumstances of a particular case warrant such action. You know, like the people that were making out, clearly.
Right. The 200 people that have been charged with felonies since then for all kinds of preposterous
reasons. It's nonsense,
reasons.
Yeah. Indeed, the law has given airlines new flexibility to clamp down on unruly behavior, but the intent of the Patriot Act provisions was to put terrorists in violation of the law before they could execute an actual takeover, according to a professor who helped write the Patriot Act. He acknowledged that in the fervor to protect the skies, the practical application of the law has strayed. Huh. Gee, that's never happened before with the government, has it, where they pass a law and then it strays from its original intent. That's the first time that's ever happened.
It seems like it's just about every time you pass a law.
You can count on it. You can count on, there's certain things you can count on when it comes to the government. This is one of them. You can count on that when you're going to create a new government program, the estimated budget, you can count on it'll be at least three times that. At least. You can count that when you create this new program, whatever it is, this new concept, bureaucracy, that it will end up doing things. You, the creator of the program, as though you would actually get to create the program, because you're not a politician, and you're not a politically connected person, most likely. So the sort of fantasy world where you actually get to create some perfect government program, guess what? You're not going to run the program. Some bureaucrats that you don't know are going to be running that program.
And they're
going to
turn it into something unlike you ever imagined.
They will immediately begin advocating for the expansion of that program. They will immediately begin expanding the program as much as possible, hiring on new bureaucrats, taking on new responsibilities heretofore unenvisioned for that program. It's just, these are things you can count on. So in this particular case, the program is so-called national security. And shocking shock, it has expanded to include people making out, people having a little tantrum and being too drunk on airplanes. I mean, does anybody else besides us in the studio bothered by this? Or does anybody think this is great? Does anyone listening think this is just great? Well, we need the government to come in and stop people from being drunk.
Where's the judge that's got to sign off on all this? Like, maybe it's my mistaken belief that there's this judge somewhere. The government, they can charge what they want, but at least it's got to go in front of a judge who's going to have to read this and say, are you kidding me? You want to charge them with this for the facts of the case? So
yeah, what are they saying when they see these cases? Oh, yeah, this is how I wanted to spend my time being a judge. This is exactly what I envisioned when I decided I wanted to dedicate my life to the so-called justice system, was taking cases like this.
So they can make a woman a felon for her breast milk.
In practice, airlines have largely maintained order of the FAA's rules, which hundreds of unruly passengers are simply slapped with an infraction and fine each year. According to the FAA guidelines issued in 2007, interference or intimidation of a crew member by itself is not chargeable under the criminal statute unless it rises to the level of physical assault, threatened physical assault, or an act posing an imminent threat to the safety of the aircraft or other individuals on the aircraft. September 11th, however, changed everything, as they always say. Within 2 months of the attacks, Congress passed the Patriot Act, sweeping attempt to, we all know what that is, included were two key provisions on airline security. The first defined disruptive behavior as a terrorist act, reflecting the seismic shift in airline security. The second broadened the existing criminal law so that any attempt or conspiracy to interfere with a flight crew became a felony, a change that allowed flight personnel to act against suspicious passengers even if they hadn't begun an actual assault. The law gave flight personnel enormous latitude in determining what precisely posed a potential threat or disruption, and judging by some cases, there is no clear standard. Last summer, a Boston man who took off his clothes and attempted to open an emergency exit during a flight to Los Angeles was not charged with a crime, even though the plane was forced to make an unscheduled landing in Oklahoma City. Now, that's one of those things where you are putting people in danger.
Selective prosecution here.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to call that terrorism either, but I can see why someone would call that a felony.
Such was not.
I think that if this charge has the word terrorism in it, that's a very bad thing. I think that's going to bode poorly for that person for the rest of their life. It's one thing if somebody has an episode where they, they do something that endangers a whole plane. It sounds to me like this guy has mental health issues.
But I think in that case, you don't need to get the government involved. This could be a private situation where the airlines just say, all right, you're now going on our private blacklist. It's just
absolutely.
It's not in our own best interest to let you up in the plane.
Yeah, I think that blacklist should be shared with other airlines.
Exactly.
Ostracism.
But I don't think their blacklist should qualify you as a terrorist, no, which is kind of what we got going on
with criminal
right
charges.
Now.
Yeah, absolutely. It should be handled privately, and shame on the airlines if they're turning to the government for their security issues, because it's hurting people's lives who might just make a poor choice.
The airlines are just like any other welfare recipient in this country. They're being forced to take this government handout.
More coming up.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready, to get prepared for hard times ahead? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent. All about self-reliance and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part, this $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up free at offthegridnews.com. offthegridnews.com.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us...
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Numbers brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, and if you like the show, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. So whatever it is you're looking to buy, they likely sell it. Dozens of categories in which you can shop used items, even if you'd like. Of course, they're brand new items. A lot of them have free Super Saver shipping attached to them if you order more than 25 bucks at a time, and it's not hard to do. Go to amazon.freetalklive.com. You know Amazon, the world's largest internet retailer. It's just our special portal. When you enter through that link, Free Talk Live gets a fairly decent cut of the Amazon's profits. So start your shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com.
How soon do you want to start teaching that child that's special to you about the ideas of liberty? I figured I couldn't start soon enough. An Island Called Liberty is a picture book for children, and I read it to my son Jack all the time. It's kind of like Murray Rothbard meets Dr. Seuss. Its simple story, graceful rhymes, and beautiful illustrations on every page will make it one of any child's favorites. Go now to freemarketunderdog.com, see some samples, and order today. There's a 10% discount for listeners of Free Talk Live with the coupon code FTL. An Island Called Liberty at freemarketunderdog.com.
All right, again, the toll-free number here for you is 1-800-259-9231. We're talking about some pretty outrageous stories that I'm surprised we missed. It's a fairly old news item from the Los Angeles Times from about a year, over a year ago, actually, talking about the over 200 people that have been convicted of felonies, so-called terrorism, under the Patriot Act within the last several years, and just... these people have been convicted for nonsense, stuff like raised voices, profanity, being a little bit too drunk. It's just silly stuff. People making poor choices, maybe getting a little bit emotional and irrational, but not terrorism. But yet the airline crew apparently is calling in the police, or some of the airline crews are calling in the police to deal with these unruly passengers, and then the police go ahead and they charge them, well, we've got a complaint from the airline, so this is terrorism. And it's crazy. And it's happening, and it could happen to you.
Not me. I don't fly.
Well, there you go. Well, just wait. They'll bring it to Greyhound buses soon. Not that you take Greyhound either.
If I did, I'd stop taking the Greyhound, too.
Such was not the case with Carl Persing and Dawn Sewell, a Lakewood couple who never left their seats during the 2006 incident aboard a Southwest flight to Raleigh, North Carolina, that led to their arrest and 4 days in jail. FBI and local investigators in Raleigh alleged that the couple engaged in a variety of sexual activities during the flight. At one point, according to the FBI affidavit, Persing was observed with his face pressed against Sewell's vaginal area. During these actions, Sewell was observed smiling. A flight attendant twice asked them to stop, according to the affidavit. He responded, "Get out of my face." And later, "You and I are going to have a serious confrontation when we get off this plane," he said. He denied making a threat. He said he didn't feel well because of a chemotherapy drug that and that's the reason why he put his head in her lap. "We were kind of confused as to why he was waking us up, why he wouldn't let me sleep," he said in a recent interview. So his story is basically that he was sick and there wasn't anything untoward going on. Charges were dropped against Sewell, but Persing, who had never been arrested before, was sentenced to 12 months probation. He almost lost his job as a mechanic, which requires a security clearance for the Port of Los Angeles from the Department of Homeland Security. The department initially yanked the clearance but reinstated it after a review of the facts. The Justice Department doesn't keep data on how many such prosecutions or convictions have occurred. Let me run that by you one more time. They don't keep data on how many of these prosecutions or convictions have occurred. So who knows? How many people are being terrorized by this system that's labeling them as the so-called terrorists? But according to the Transactional Records Access Clearinghouse, a Syracuse University program, the federal government has obtained 208 felony convictions for disrupting flights since 2003, which was when data first became available. So somebody else has run the numbers. The government themselves don't actually do these things for you.
Yeah, that's kind of disturbing.
The single case of actual terrorism cited by Boyd involved Briton Richard Reed, who is serving three life sentences. Reed was subdued by passengers and attendants on a 2001 flight from Paris to Miami after he was seen trying to ignite explosives in his shoes. So one out of 208 cases that this Syracuse University looked at was an actual alleged terrorist attempt, like one where there might have actually been some sort of terrorist thing occurring. Airlines, in most cases, have provided no additional training for flight attendants, etc.
You'd think that there's already a charge for this, though, wouldn't you? I mean, they don't need to apply. They didn't need to make the law larger and more inclusive because he was already breaking the old law. So, it seemed like the 9/11, the Patriot Act was the 9/11 was just an open door for the government to, oh my God, let's make some stuff happen quick, and they ruined a bunch of things with all these provisions.
So let's take it back around to the beginning. We talked about the lady in the very beginning of the story, Ms. Freeman, who was convicted under the same law, the same Patriot Act, for spanking, essentially slapping her kids, spanking them or swatting them, whatever you want to call it, and then throwing a little tantrum herself when she threw a portion of her Bloody Mary down onto the floor of the airplane. So what happened to her? Well, the cost of conviction can be enormous. Remember, she was in jail for 3 months before she decided to plead guilty so she could get out. Because otherwise she would have had to have waited till who knows when the trial would have been, and then who knows what would have happened at the trial. So in her case, in Tamara's case, it cost her custody of her children. The confrontation of the Frontier Airlines flight to Denver was particularly harsh, according to the flight attendant who told Freeman to stop spanking her children. In a recent interview, she called Freeman the most unruly passenger she'd seen in 11 years on the job. She said, absolutely, she deserved a felony conviction. This according to the flight attendant. But at least one passenger, a defense attorney who was seated near Freeman, said there was no threat. He said there was a nasty, loud exchange, and then Freeman capitulated and offered no resistance. My sympathy shifted to her. A spokeswoman for the airline said they provided more training for flight attendants since 2001 on ways to calm a situation before it reaches a boiling point or a physical confrontation. After 3 months in jail, Freeman agreed to plead guilty in exchange for being released on probation. A court-appointed attorney told her that a plea deal would be her fastest way to see her children. It's exactly what you said earlier tonight, Mark. They held her in jail. They made her sweat it out. And then they offered her a plea deal and said, look, you want to get out and see your kids? Sign this piece of paper. We'll put you on probation. You'll be our bitch for however many years.
And you'll have a felony conviction that says terrorism in it.
Yeah.
I mean, how are you going to get a job when you're a convicted terrorist?
Her probation required her to stay in Oklahoma City, where she grew up, and prohibited her from flying. Meanwhile, legal proceedings have begun to allow the children's foster parents to adopt them. She has been denied permission to attend custody hearings in Maui over the last 6 months. She says, "I've cried. I have cried for my children every day. I feel the system is failing me."
Wow. Taking her children away from her for spilling a tomato juice.
Well, I mean, she smacked them on their legs, but I mean, still, it's
crazy. That happens every day in
America.
Right.
The average, I think that the average American parent has smacked their kids, and this is just essentially smacking them in an inappropriate place.
I thought he was talking about when he said this happens every day in America. I thought he was talking about kids being taken away from their families.
No, well, that probably happens too.
In Florida.
Yeah, I know that CPS is out there causing wreaking havoc on families all over the country, or DCF or DCYF, or whatever they're called in the same terroristic agency is called in your state. But I just mean people spanking in general. This woman didn't do anything unusual as far as how she treated her children as compared to other parents out there. And again, while I personally disagree with it, I would never advocate taking someone's kids away from them because they spank them. And that's essentially what we're talking about here. She had her kids taken from her because she spanked her kids, and then she threw a tantrum. No, I don't see where the crime is.
On the word of the airline employees.
Yeah, that's true.
That's what kills me. Somehow an employee of a private company is able to say some magic words and have your children taken away from you, have you cataloged as a terrorist.
Very, very disturbing situation, and it's only going to get worse from here.
Do you vote for your stewardess?
Do I vote for her? I don't know what you mean by that.
That stewardess, she's not accountable to you. She's completely outside completely outside of the accountability situation. You can't vote to have her replaced. Well, what are you going to do?
You're being tongue-in-cheek. You're being a little facetious there because, yes, of course, you can just fly on a different airline. Unless they've stolen your children from you and ruined your life and banned you from flying.
Yeah, or unless they've made all the airlines, part of their little gang.
And that's really what it's coming down to is as the airlines consolidate further.
Yeah.
I mean, how far are we away from there being two airlines and then them being sold off to the government?
It doesn't matter.
Sounds crazy right now, right?
It doesn't matter if there are two airlines or 20. If the government has put so many rules in place that they all have to act the same,
yeah,
then you might as well have it's essentially like insurance companies. They all stink because the government has so many rules that they have to run by.
All right, hour number three is on the way. You can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up absolutely anything. Curtis, you want to tell us about your history teacher and some of the lies you were told? We'll get into that. Also, take your calls about anything. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live, hour three, coming up.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Juicy Juice, creators of the Juicy Juice Brain Development and Juicy Juice Immunity Fruit Juice Beverages. For more information, visit us at juicyjuice.com. When it comes to staying healthy, the digestive system is a great place to start. It's 70% of the immune system. Look for kid-friendly foods that are high in fiber, like popcorn and yogurt. Prebiotic fiber helps the good bacteria in the gut flourish, while simple sugars like high-fructose corn syrup only help the bad, leading to bloating and discomfort. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.